Bulldog. Bulldog gets a pocket pick as Freiburg gets puck up. Rapids really doing a good job taking out Lervikas out of his game. He has not had any opportunities tonight as he is their leading scorer for Steele County with 31 points in the season. As Ilian has a puck, bounces up ahead to Atkins. He can't quite hold it, but he gets enough possession, gets it down deep as he's pinned up against the boards. Bulldog, he assists. He gets hammered against the boards. Bulldog stops, spins, looking for Atkins, who's trying to get a change. Centering attempt there. Shot, whiff on the shot by Bryceland. He wants that back. Centering attempt. Puck is still loose. Cooper can't get to it. Bulldog, he stops, spins, gets it down low. McNeish skating behind the goal. Backhand attempt to center it. Puck is loose. Now it is cleared and sent up into the penalty box. Out of play. Oh, that, hopefully that attendant there was paying attention, which he was, thankfully. Not something I think you expect to happen on that short angle of a shot, but it did. Thankfully, everyone's okay as we got a stoppage. 13:56. 8-0 Rapids. 61-10 shot advantage. This is kind of going through the motions at this point. Don't want to rule out Steele County, but that's eight goals in about 13 minutes. I don't know if that's going to happen tonight as Rapids' defense, they're not allowing anything in back of them, and the offense is just so aggressive, keeping the puck pinned down deep. That Steele County really, the expression, hasn't really had a chance to breathe as there's a shot just wide by Beauchamp. Shot, center attempt, puck is loose, still fighting for it. And that's McNeish. He's passed down. Bryceland trying to center it, get through there. Puck is still loose. Shot, goal by Cooper, and we're going to 9-0.
Nice shot there by Cooper. Great way to pull that puck back into the middle, and people knock on the side to see some net there.
That was a really fancy shot, as that goal will come at 6:32, as nice little footwork there, working around, rebound, shot right at the bottom of the slot, and sends it home, and we've got a 9-0 game here for Wisconsin Rapids. Cooper on the goal, we're going to wait the official word on the assists. As Rapids controls that faceoff. As Rapids has a chance. Cooper gets decked right when he shoots. Diamond, excuse me. As Bryceland got the assist. And McNish. They got assists with 6:32 being the official time. That has just been Rapids MO tonight. That's just quick pass, quick pass, quick pass. Open up something and let it rip. And they've had a lot of success with that. As puck goes down into the zone, Waters gets to it. There will be no icing. As Waters gets it, comes around near side, being played by Ilian. Puck skates loose up center ice. Ilian's there. Rouser giving chase. Steele County pass up. Rouser, he's there. He's getting pushed off the puck. Centering attempt, that's going to be covered by Turcotte. We got another stop. It's 12:27 left to go in the contest. 9-0 Wisconsin Rapids.
It's very important for the defense to clinch down here and try to hold them off for a little bit longer, as we only have 12:27 left in the game. So very important for the defense to clinch.
You know, we don't want to. It's like talk about a no hitter. You don't talk about a shutout. I mean, we have to up here,
right.
But Turcotte, he's got one on the season so far. So maybe he's. We can talk. We have to talk about it. You know, it's not something they talk about on the bench. They're
right.
Superstitions. But, yeah, he's getting close. And you guys have had close games in the past. Just a goal late and maybe a lack of a loss of concentration. But there's right. No quitting in Steele County as they're still trying to force the issue. As passing the puck up center ice is the River Kings. As Lutfulin, he's giving chase. He's up in there with Allstrand. Up to Garcia. Garcia up to Anderson. Anderson tried to center it, but no one was home. Allstrand, he's getting up in the mix there. As Anderson, he's still getting knocked around in the slot. Puck is loose, getting tied up now in the far corner. As I look at it, as River Kings there going from my left to the right. Shot way high. That hits the top of the glass and the netting, so we get another stoppage. 11:36 to go. Rapids leading Steele County 9-0. Now we look at some of the games tomorrow quick. The Dells Ducks, they're down in Tampa Bay where they're taking on Atlanta, whereas the Mullets, Minnesota Mullets, they go to They take on the Blue Ox. Steele County is right back here to wrap up that series. And then the Ducks, they play two tomorrow, actually, as they start the day with Atlanta. And then they end the game against the Hampton Whalers. So they got a showcase down in Tampa that I believe it's the Ducks and the Squatch are both in. So that's where we're kind of watching, see what the Squatch do, as that's a big opponent coming here next weekend. But we'll worry about that one tomorrow as we preview that before we head out after hopefully a River King sweep on this on the weekend series. Denti with the puck now. Nice back pass. He's going to Obstfelder. He gets wiped out on the play. 11 minutes to go in the contest. Obstfelder giving chase. He gets a little pressure in the corner as River King's really trying to keep the puck down in the zone and make Joan Turcotte's night that much easier. Schweitzer goes to far side, gets around the defense. Nice, nifty move. Tries to get it back to Denti. Shot turned away by Paulnak. Williams battling on that far side. As there almost was a big opportunity there for I believe that was Obstfelder to lay a big hit there, but he pulled up last second as he's away from the play. As Obstfelder up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp can't quite hold the zone, and it's sent back down length of the ice. That will be an icing. And we get a stoppage. 10:14 to go here in this game. As I was saying, we got some standings going here. Rapids sits top of the division, 44 points. Minnesota Squatch, 42 points. They have not played as many games as Rapids has to this point in the season, so they've got an opportunity to maybe catch up ground and surpass Rapids if they have a good tournament run down in Tampa, which they've got a good start today. 6-0 victory over, I believe that was Bold City. So Rapids going to see what they can do, because next weekend looms large for who can get that one seed and possibly have three rounds at home. As there's a big collision there. McNish was in there as puck's bouncing loose outside. The centering attempt. Big glove save there by Paulnak on a Bryceland shot as we get another stoppage. Assurs really getting physical right there on the doorstep of the crease.
Great way for him to track that and watch that all the way into glove there. That was, I thought that was a good shot by Bryceland, you know, right over the pad, but great save there by Paulnak.
Moving right on along here, so we will have a face-off. Blocker side of Paulnak. McNish in there. He's one of the top face-off guys on the team. He's in just about all of them tonight, it seems. Up. Steele County gets the puck up there. Rapids. They don't allow it as there's an opportunity there. Turned away by the defense. And being able to hold the zone with Steele County. Hadfield, had an opportunity, but Rapids sends it back down. No icing. Bryceland's tied up in the near corner in the offensive zone. Puck finally gets free. McNish getting a little physical behind the cage. McNish going back one way, back the other, back one way, back the other, trying to decide which way they want to go with it. McNish passed down to Bryceland right at the top of the circles. That was turned away by the defense. Beauchamp, he's in the mix there on the near side, getting screened out by the corner. Now they go back far side where Raffert gets there first to hold the zone. Steele County, they get to it first, and that's Rouser. Trying to get around the defense. He nearly does, and that's turned away by Turcotte. And there is going to be a penalty as Turcotte gets knocked into the cage. And we got a stoppage, so we'll see what this call is, as we'll see if it goes against Rapids, and I think it will, as Beauchamp is going to the box for an elbow. That will be the first penalty against Rapids tonight.
Yeah, this is a big spotlight here for the penalty kill, and let's see what they can do tonight against a good Steele County power play.
It's 11-13 in the period, so it's an elbow. Very clean game for Rapids, first penalty. So we'll see how focused they are, as Rapids, this is the first time they've had to kill one tonight. So we'll see, you know, how focused, as I said, how focused they are and able to keep Steele County with minimal opportunities at the net as they win that faceoff to the glove side of Turcotte. Defense trying to play out by Tudich. Diamond, he gets hit off the shins. Puck goes into the corner. There's still a little bit of water there as Diamond comes back out. Hadfield, pass back across the way to Lorenvikus. He has the puck. He's their big go-getter, is sent up to center ice. And there's a race for it. Diamond's battling there with Hadfield. Then puck sent near side. Waters battling for it with Tudich. Tudich rides him off the puck. But then there's Lornvikus. He has it, spins, comes back out to the blue line. Centering attempt, and that's sent into the slot, but it's sent back out by Rapids. Blades have to regroup. Hetfield, it's hit in the corner. Waters in there, as well as a couple of River Kings players, as it appears to be King Garcia. Garcia, puck comes loose to Kowak. Shot by Lornvikus, wide of the mark. He, like I said, he's a leading point getter for the Blades, so you got to keep an eye on him at all times. Good hockey player. Waters shot right into the belly of Turcotte. Bounces out, rebound. 53 seconds left on the skater advantage for Steele County. Centering attempt, no good, but held the zone by Lornvikus. Shot wide, and that is still held by the Blades, but then contact, and it falls out of the zone. There is a penalty going to be coming up, and that will be against Wisconsin Rapids. Is there will be a 5-on-3 for about 30 seconds, and it'll be even less if the River Kings can't touch up, which I thought they did. They did not there. So here we go again as Rouser gets it, and then now Rapids has it, as we'll have 21 seconds of 5-on-3 hockey for the Blades, as Rapids getting a little undisciplined at this moment. Going in is Diamond. As he goes in, didn't see an official, as there is a timeout actually being called by Steele County. So, now what do you do?
So, I feel like the game plan's the same. You know, you got to keep clinching down on the defense there and try not to limit their opportunities, you know. Take what you can, and truly got to do our best here to kill this off for 21 seconds, and then we got a whole another 2 minutes to kill. So, got to get to work.
If there's, you know, they talk about special teams. And special teams, that is a penalty kill. That is a power play.
Right.
So now, if you can get a shorthanded goal, get that 10th goal shorty.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be the, I mean, if the score is not insurmountable, that's right. Got to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right, exactly. Like they said, famous saying, yo, cherry on top, you know, so that'd be huge for us.
Absolutely. That's what I'm hoping for is, most, as all River Kings fans are, I know Steele County saying, hey, let's get one going here, and there's still plenty of time for that. Again, thanks to everybody listening out on 105.5 WIRI. Seth Habiger back at the studio, doing an amazing job as always. And River City's Community Media and Flow Hockey, just appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening. Really appreciated all the sponsors out there that make this happen. Always appreciated, and always Art, Carl, great job on the cameras, making this game really fun and easy to watch as face-off to the blocker side of Turcotte, won by Rapids, getting caught up in the corner as 14 seconds remaining on the 5-on-3 for Steele County. Tied up the puck is Obstfelder as he's trying to break it loose. 5 seconds to go as Rapids is really trying to clog things up. Shot turned wide by Raffert. That's 5-on-4 now. They kill off the 5-on-3 as Rapids gaining some momentum. 1:34 left to go. As that shot, or passing attempt, hits Obstfelder in the skates, bounces out to center ice. That one seemed like it stung him a little bit. But that's all right as Turcotte stops the puck, and it's shot into center ice there by Raffert. And Obstfelder, he's giving chase, and he's getting bounced off the puck. He goes down. He's probably going to get a change soon as he looks a little winded. As Bryceland comes in, he gets around a couple defensemen, gets the puck, trying to skate it out into neutral ice, and he does. The Hadfield, he gets to the puck before it goes too far into the zone. He skates it up, far side, getting into the corner, trying to center it. He gets pushed off the puck. Beauchamp, he's in there right now. He's getting pushed up against the boards. He's trying to hold the zone. As puck bounces high, almost looks like a baseball popping up, and goes back out to center ice. 40 seconds left on the skater advantage for Steele County. Rapids up 9-0 over the Blades. Lornvikus, near side, stops, spins, pass, top of the slot. That's Hadfield. Bounces big, rebound is Raffert giving chase. Raffert sends it the length of the ice, so that's going to eat up about 10 seconds before Steele County can really make another attack. And we're down to 17 seconds on the skater advantage with 5:20 to go in the game. Steele County picks up the puck, comes up center ice. Hadfield gets ridden off the puck yet again as we have Luke Fulon, he sends it up deep. As Far corner is pinned up deep as Lupful, and he's in there again, giving trouble. Gillian, nice collision along the far boards against Waters. Anderson back out there. He pokes puck up to Bulldog. Bulldog bumps it up ahead as Ilian giving chase, sends puck up, neutral ice. Locker, he has it. Puck sent back down to the Rapids end, 4:45 to go in the game. Lutfulin up, Anderson. Anderson across the way to Bulldog. Bulldog into the zone. Tudich giving chase as his Locker. Now it's cleared by the Blades. Blades bump it back down to the Rapids zone, 4.5 to go. No icing on the call. Play on. As Rapids, Anderson has a puck. Allstrand to his right. Allstrand gets it circle. Back centering attempt. No one home except for the Blades. So the Blades get it back out of the zone as Lutfulin. He is battling down low again as Anderson, he comes away with the puck. Goes far side, trying to get around the defender. And he does. But he gets tied up in the process. Drop pass to Tudich. Gets around the defense. Centering attempt. No one there. Puck is behind the cage. Centering attempt there. Beauchamp. Puck is bouncing. Put down by the Blades as they are going to get around the Rapids defense. It's a 1-0. There's opportunity. Big stop there by Turcotte, and it goes into the corner. 1-0 opportunity. Big leg save. That is going to be a backbreaker for the Blades. Man, that was an opportunity that they could not get home with.
Yeah, great save there by Turcotte. Very good to keep poised and stay warm in this one to make that huge save for the boys.
Blades battling down low. They are able to. Sayers tries to get it centered, goes wide. The puck or the net is off the goal line. It's pulled back on there by Turcotte. Up the ice goes Williams. He tried to center it. No one is home. Denty's there, though. He picks up the puck, tries to stuff it home. That goes wide of the mark, and puck goes up out of play. You got a stoppage. 3:07 to go in the game. 9-0 lead, Rapids, and a 66-15 shot advantage in the game. That was a big save there by Turcotte. My goodness.
That was a huge save there for him. That'll definitely help him down the road just in confidence, and it's huge, especially in this game, because these games can be difficult to play sometimes. So great save on his part.
3:06 to go. Puck won by Steele County. Vail tries to get it up into the neutral ice, and he does. That's going to be a Freeborg. Tries to get it in the zone. He does. That's sent back out neutral ice. Diamond giving chase. Against Pexa, held into the zone by Denty. That's Diamond. He's skating around the defense. He's looking for a hat trick. He got ridden off the puck. Bulldog, the puck, comes back around. Denty chips it down deep to Diamond. Diamond gets it around, centering attempt. Puck is loose. Bulldog, slapper from the circles. Puck is loose, covered by Paulnuck as Denty gets checked on top of Paulnuck. Cooler heads are prevailing. It wasn't on purpose. As we get a stop, it's 2:29 to go in the game. Rapids leading 9-0.
Hopefully Denso's all right there. I know he's a pretty strong kid, but hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, he took a wallop right in the back. That did not look like it felt too good.
Oh, I'm sure it didn't.
Yes. He's down on one knee yet, just gathering his thoughts, as I think I would be too, as he gets up and slowly skates to the bench. As we'll have a face-off, glove side of Paulnuck, Schweitzer in there, along with Absfelder, Bulldog on the near side. Pass around Bulldog was Rouser. Big pass up, touched center ice, and officials say no touch, but now they're saying no ice. They called it off as the Blades were in position to touch it, so now they get back up into the zone. That's Waters. He takes a shot. Big leg save there by Turcotte. Bumped up ahead. Obstfelder up to Locker, who he can't quite feel it quickly enough. As 1:55 to go. Nice contact just inside the blue line. Locker fighting for it. As we have a whistle. We have a whistle there. There's a little commotion going right in front of the bench there for the Blades. And Obstfelder, and there will be, I think, matching penalties. Obstfelder with Hadfield, because we'll probably have matching penalties there. Time of the penalty will be 18:12. Two minutes for both. I think they're both going to be roughing, I believe. Wisconsin Rapids penalty. as that penalty is to Obstfelder. Yeah, it's a rough for him. Now Rapids comes up, playing 4-on-4. Is they up, matching roughing penalties for Hadfield and Obstfelder. As 18-12 time of the penalties, 4-on-4 hockey here for the remainder of the game as we are down to 1:17 left. As moving just closer and closer to that final horn with the River Kings leading 9-0. And there goes that shutout with 1:05 left as Steele County is able to slip it past Turcotte, and that eliminates that shutout opportunity that close to it. Steele County, they kept playing as they were able to get through there. There's a loose puck at center ice. And I believe that was Hervey who had it, and he took it up the far side. It was a 2-on-1. He got to the circle and just unleashed one from the circle and beat Turcotte, and that's all she wrote there. Seeing as it's 4-on-4 hockey, there is not going to be an additional player given on because there's no power play. Shutout, not a possibility now, but either way, we're under a minute to go as Rapids is just going to get an opportunity. Beauchamp now crashing the net, tries to get jamming home, and he does not, as there will be another stoppage of play.
Yeah, I think that was a very, very good game for the River Kings here. I mean, we're not over yet, but you still got 40 seconds, but I think it's a very good game for the River Kings. But unfortunately, we let that one slide, and we're gonna have to pay for that one. That one shouldn't have won in there. We shouldn't have had that opportunity.
Now, Beauchamp now going to the box. Rapids played a nice, clean game through most of it, as now it'll be a 4-on-3 now for the final 40 seconds, unless, of course, Steele County adds another one. Now, that's a high-sticking penalty. So we'll see if Rapids can not allow another goal as it's 4-on-3 as Raffert backhands it length of the ice. It's about 30 seconds to go, 32-31, and we are 30 seconds away as there will be no icing on that. Bulldog gets to it, stops, spins, sends it back around the boards. Anderson makes sure it gets to center ice. Inks across the board, or across the way to Larenvikus. Stop on the dime, Inks to high slot. That's blocked by Bryceland. That's Raffert, and 8 seconds to go. He's going to send it length of the ice, and that's going to be your hockey game where the Wisconsin Rafters, they take a dominating 9-1 victory over the Steele County Blades. In this game, Rapids, man, they just controlled things the whole way as they got a goal, 2:18 into the game. Noah Diamond, he accounted for the first two. Oh, no, Diamond got 2:18 with Atkins and Bulldog on assists. And then at 18:07, he got a second goal with Atkins and Ilian getting assists. But that Rapids was not done. They scored 3 goals within about 45 seconds as Diamond got his second. And then Hogan McNeish with a pair. Assists to Bryceland, Locker, and Raffert as Rapids held a 4-0 lead after the first period. Second period again, Rapids scored fast, whereas Owen Tunich, he scored 1:11 into the period. Allstrand and Anderson, they got assists, with Anderson that being his first point as a River King. Then, about 10 minutes later, Anderson, he got his first goal as a River King as he got an assist to Allstrand and Chevier Alexander. And then Ilian, he got his first goal of the game with a 13-39 time lead, or a 13-39 time on that goal, with Lutfulin getting the assist, his first point for the River Kings. Then third period, Rapids got it going again. Allstrand with his first goal of the game at 3:26, assists to Anderson and Schweitzer on the power play. As then Cooper, he gets the final score for Rapids at 6:32, as Bryceland and McNeish got assists. Then it looked like Rapids was on the verge of getting the shutout, but there's no stop and play by the Blades as Hervey got the goal at 18:55 with assists to Austin Kowak and assists to Larenvikus. So The River Kings weren't able to hold on to the shutout, but they still got the win. Most importantly, 9-1 is the final score. Rapids outshot these Blades 70-17 in the game, whereas Turcotte made 16 saves on 17 shots faced. Whereas Isaiah Paulnak, yeah, he faced 70 shots and he made 61 saves. He made a great bunch of work tonight. So very impressed by his play, but just wasn't enough as River Kings coming like crazy with that puck towards the net. So tomorrow, River Kings back at it. River Kings back at it tomorrow, 7 o'clock, right here at the Southwood County Recreation Center as they try to get the series sweep over the Steele County Blades as they are giving the star players of the night. And Marcus Anderson gets his first one. He's the first star player. As Noah Diamond, he's a two-star player of the night. And we'll see who that number three is in just a moment. And then we will wrap her up here from the Southwood County Recreation Center. As Hogan McNeish, he gets the early shower down there as he gets dumped with water. And we've got the big smile on his face as he's the three-star player of the night. So with that, we're going to call her a night here. We'll be back here at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Deacon, outstanding job tonight. Great job. And good luck tomorrow down there on the ice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm excited to get to go tomorrow. So just down to business.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, you have get a good night's rest and get ready for tomorrow. And we'll be ready for tomorrow. So for Deacon, for Art, Carl, Matt. Thanks, Seth. That studio, awesome job as always. Again, my name's Mike Comer. Thanks for listening tonight at 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Have a great night, everybody.
Country Legends, 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone. Watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than
country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Quick stop, midnight tea, top Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on a Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
I'll never forget the first time that I heard that pretty mouth say that dirty word. And I can't even remember now what she backed my truck into, but she covered her mouth and her face got red, and she just looked so darn cute that I couldn't even act like I was mad. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Well, that's like just last year on my birthday. She lost all track of time and burnt the cake, and every smoke detector in the house was going off, and she was just about to cry until I took her in my arms, and I tried not to let her see me laugh. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. I know she's not perfect, but she tries so hard for me. And I thank God that she isn't, 'cause how boring would that be? It's the little imperfections, it's a sudden change in plans, when she misreads the directions, and we're lost but holding hands. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Sofa in the dark, and about the time she falls asleep, so does my right arm. And I want so bad to move it, 'cause it's tingling and it's numb. And she looks so much like an angel that I don't want to wake her up. Yeah, I live for little moments when she steals my heart again and doesn't.
FM WIRI West Country is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump dismisses his January 10th sentencing in his so-called hush money case as an illegitimate political attack. No prison time is expected. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Question, of course, we've been asked ad nauseum for the last several years is, what effect will this have on him politically? Well, it's had none. If anything, it's only boosted his standing politically and buoyed his support among fellow Republicans.
Following the terrorist attack in New Orleans, intelligence agencies have released bulletins warning of possible copycat attacks. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Typically on these calls, they brief on the threat environment, they brief on the status of the investigation, and they encourage their law enforcement partners to stay vigilant.
Congressman Mike Johnson is re-elected as House Speaker. CBS's Nicole Killian says in his speech after the win,
the Speaker made clear that they are going to move forward on the President-elect's priorities with respect to mass deportation, with respect to trying to finish the wall.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Come celebrate the new year at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill, where you can enjoy a world-famous and award-winning fish and shrimp fry paired with garlic baby red taters, tartar sauce, shrimp sauce, and coleslaw, with classic cold drinks in a lively and family-friendly atmosphere. With daily drink specials and fantastic food, there's no better place to begin 2025. Come join an unforgettable experience. The team at the Poorhouse Bar and Grill wishes everyone a joyful and prosperous new year.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Hi, I'm Craig Orndorff. Join me for Weekend in the Country every Sunday night at 6, right here on 105.5 WIRI. We'll relive a memorable week in country music from 1980 through 1999, counting down the top 20 hits of the week direct from the Billboard country charts. We'll mix in some trivia and pop culture and take a voyage back in time through some of country's greatest years. Join me Sunday nights at 6 for Weekend in the Country on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, wind chills well below zero with a low around zero. and mostly sunny for the weekend. High temps in the mid-teens. Again, wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week. Highs mainly in the teens and partly sunny. Currently, it's 10 above.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl. The sun don't rise, rodeo 419. Love you like a Mustang, one hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a mother. Giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride, but it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on cowgirls, don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang, one hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case, and all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the
impress me much. Joking, right? Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch?
Too young over there, toting that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Dad dressed in black, they folded up that flag, handed it to Dad, and started praying. Yeah, and he went out 21 guns blazing.
Till I see you.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, said hello, just did something to me, and I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You took the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it, and all of the words out of my mouth without even trying, and I'm speechless, staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, God, you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. You're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, baby.
Country legends, 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night, I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. 'Cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me there. On a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night. Now when
too. If they see me, will they see you? 'Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it 'cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me. When sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't the morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.